Appendix 2. All questions. Please note, these questions are also included earlier in the document. This is a summary of the questions. Theme 1. The Disability Royal Commission and NDIS Review. 1.1. How can we strengthen disability inclusion and safeguarding? Theme 2. What we heard in Tasmanian disability consultations. 2.1. What does true inclusion look like to you, and what changes would help make your community more inclusive and accessible? 2.2. What can we do to build positive attitudes about people with disability? 2.3. What does accessible communication look like for you? 2.4. What more can we be doing to make getting and understanding information easier? 2.5. What else should we be doing when we consult with the disability community? 2.6. How are education and learning systems working for students with disability from early childhood to adulthood? 2.7. How can our workplaces improve so that people with disability can fully participate and feel secure in their jobs? 2.8. What needs to change so people with disability can work safely and successfully in Tasmania? 2.9. What should we do to improve health and well-being for people with disability, and what does inclusive healthcare mean to you? 2.10. What further changes could we make to ensure that people with disability can access livable homes and live in their community? 2.11. What would help us better understand and support people with disability who face multiple and overlapping barriers, for example, due to age, culture, neurodiversity, gender, or identity? 2.12. What else could the criminal justice system be doing to improve how it responds to people with disability? 2.13. What needs to change so that people with disability can participate as much as possible in decisions that affect their lives? 2.14. What else could the Tasmanian government be doing to improve the accessibility of transport options? Theme 3. Disability supports and the market. 3.1. How can we improve so that it is easier to find information about the supports available for you and your family? 3.2. What community services are most important to people with disability? Theme 4. Safeguarding. 4.1. How else can we ensure that the human rights of people with disability are promoted, upheld, and protected? 4.2. What other forms of safeguarding for people with disability should we be considering? Theme 5. What else do you want to tell us about disability inclusion? 5.1. What would a truly inclusive Tasmania look like for people with disability, and what needs to change to get us there? 5.2. What would you like others to learn from your experience of living with disability in Tasmania? 5.3. How can the service system in Tasmania improve to better meet the needs of people living with disability? 5.4. What ideas do you have about how we might structure the Tasmanian Disability Inclusion Plan?